Blog Talk Radio.
Rejoice and be glad in it. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his holy name together. Let us enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and let us enter into his holy courts with praise. Good morning, my brothers and sisters. You are listening to the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience for this Sunday, November the 12th, 2023. Now, glory to God, I am Apostle Shalene Cook, but as always, I am joined by some beautiful and mighty servant leaders of God in the persons of Minister Tina Brown, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, Bishop Lester Carter, and Pastor Vanessa Carter. So on behalf of all of us, we would like to say welcome to this morning's worship service. And we pray that not only do you hear something that will inspire your heart, but we pray that you hear something that will bless your soul. Now we will go to opening prayer with Minister Tina Brown. Amen.
Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, most gracious Heavenly Father, we come to your throne of grace this morning, giving you all the honor, the praise, and the glory for giving us another beautiful day to come together in the spirit with the Spirit of Life family to worship you, Heavenly Father, to learn more about you, Heavenly Father, through the word. We ask that you bless the message that Apostle Cook is going to be delivering today. May it touch our hearts and our soul so that we will have a good week with the spiritual food we receive today. We thank you so much for Apostle Cook and the message she'll be delivering today. To Jesus Christ I pray. Amen.
Amen.
I wish I knew when this mountain in my way is gonna move. Hope it's okay to tell the truth. Sometimes the doubt starts to win. Yeah, I'd be lying if I told you I was anything but weak. Right now my struggle's all I see. But I'm not giving in. My story will not end in defeat. 'Cause nothing can stop an unstoppable God. He's not afraid of impossible odds. This is the promise that I'm standing on. Nothing can stop an unstoppable God. This is the promise that I'm standing on. Nothing
Hallelujah and glory to God. It is now time for this morning's meditational reading. And each and every Sunday morning, we ask our most beloved and highly esteemed mother of this assembly, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, to come and read to us from a powerful devotional written by Pastor Joseph Prince entitled Destined to Reign. So if you would please retrieve your Bibles now and give your undivided attention to Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell. Amen.
Amen. Good morning, everyone. I love each and every one of you, no matter how near or far from me you are. Our message this morning is entitled, Not Satisfied with Just Being Saved, and there's no question mark behind that. So we'll be looking at Genesis 12 and 7, and it reads thus, Then the Lord appeared to Abraham and said, To your descendants I will give you the land, this land. And there he built an altar to the Lord who had appeared to him. Now, I don't know about you, but I am not satisfied with just knowing that I am righteous by faith. I also want to get to know the one who made me righteous. I want to have an intimate relationship with my Savior. Abraham was such a man. He was righteous by faith, but he also had a close walk with God and was blessed by God in all things. Genesis 24 and 1. His nephew Lot, on the other hand, although righteous too, read about him in 2 Peter 2, 7 and 8, had no heart for God. He ended up loving a lot when, he had no heart for God. He ended up losing a lot when Sodom, the city he dwelt in, was destroyed along with Gomorrah. He was saved by the cans of his by the skin of his teeth, as we say. My friends, do you want to be a Christian like Lot, righteous but always finding yourself in trouble? Or do you want to be a righteous and blessed Christian like Abraham? Then, like Abraham, have a heart for God. From place to place, Abraham would build an altar to the Lord, and in between altars, he grew very rich, Genesis 13 and 2. There is no biblical record, however, of Lot building an altar to the Lord. What is an altar in today's context? It is a place where you know that you have a close relationship with God. For example, when my late father was in the hospital, I was worried and did not know what to do. I remember driving down the road and crying. After a while, I just threw my cares to the Lord. When I reached the hospital, I just laid my hands on my father and said, be healed in Jesus' name, and he was healed. Still today, I can remember the place where I had cast my cares to the Lord and leaned on his love for me. That is my altar, and it is not the only one. We have got to have the kind of relationship with God, one full of altars that reminds us of his love, goodness, and faithfulness. Let's not live the Christian life like Lot, saved by the skin of our teeth. Let's walk closely with God as Abraham did, and be richly blessed in every area of our lives. Amen. May the Lord add blessings and favors to the readers, hearers, and especially the doers of his holy and righteous word. The thoughts for today, come to have an intimate relationship with the one who made you righteous. Glory to God.
Thank you. never failing. I know that all things are working for my good. Yeah, she's intentional, never failing. All things are
working for my good.
She's intentional. And he's
never failing.
All things are well
for my good.
He's intentional. I can smile again, and I don't have to worry, cause it's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me. Come on, sing that out, say that.
I don't have to worry, cause
it's working for me. Yeah, it's working for me.
It's working for me.
I can hold my head up.
It's working.
Hey, get your confidence back. Sing, I don't have to worry.
It's working for me.
Hey, my face is rising now.
It's working for me.
And although I can't see how,
it's working for me.
I know that he's intentional.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Saints of God, it is now one of the most important times of this service because it's prayer time. And it's a time when we stand in the gap and we go before God with our petitions, our supplications, our intercessions for our brothers and our sisters all over this world. Hallelujah. Because all of us here at the Spirit Alive Praise and Worship Experience, hallelujah, believe what our Heavenly Father has said. We stand on the promises of God. And why can we do that? Because we are abiding in Him. And He is abiding in us. And He said, if we ask, we can ask what we will, and it shall be done. And if God said it, He meant it, and that settles it. So we pray here, expecting, trusting, and believing that God will do exactly what He says He will do. Hallelujah. So right now, my brothers and sisters, I want you to bow your hearts as we go to the throne of grace with God's anointed apostle, Zeta Flowers. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Come on in, Apostle Zeta.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Father God, we just thank you this morning.
We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your undying love for each and every one of us. We thank you. We praise you this morning. We thank you for allowing us to see another day. We thank you for waking us up this morning. And we lift up people all over the world in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray, Lord, that you will touch everywhere in Jesus' name. We thank you.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you, Lord, that we can depend upon you this morning.
Yes,
we thank
Lord.
You. You are our source. And we thank you, Lord, that all of our help comes from you.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you. Hallelujah. And we thank you for those songs that have been played this morning. We thank you, Lord, that you are an intentional God. And I pray that you would help us be intentional people, that the things that you have given us to do, Lord, we will complete them. We will do them intentionally. Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
You're the one that have blessed and given us gifts and talents, calling.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
God.
We pray, Lord, hallelujah, that we will be just as intentional about your business in Jesus' name.
Yes,
and
Lord.
Father,
yes.
People all over the world, people in war-torn countries, those that are suffering, Lord, from the war yet. And we pray, Lord, for continued rumors of wars, and we pray against that, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We know that we're going to have them, but we know that some are only rumors. And so we pray that you would move in the name of Jesus in these situations, in Jesus' name. And Father God, we lift up those that are continuing to be abused in different areas, oh God, and child abuse and sexual abuse and
touch
all
Jesus.
Kinds of abuses in the name of Jesus, domestic abuse.
Touch Jesus. Move.
We pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that you will move mightily in these situations in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for those that you have allowed to escape from these from human trafficking and child trafficking and pornography and all these things. We thank you, Lord, for these that have been released from these kinds of things. We pray, Lord, that you will minister to their needs, that you will give them counselors, Lord, and therapists that will be understanding in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that they will be touched and that they will be healed in the name of Jesus. And we also come against multiple murders that continue to happen, and we ask, Lord, that you would move in a mighty way in the name of Jesus, that there will be a stop, hallelujah, to all these killings, all of these the situation, Lord, where there is no reason, but the enemy is hallelujah, is working in them in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. So we come against all of these spirits, these demonic forces in Jesus' name, hallelujah, that people have, or these demons have attached themselves to. We pray in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we come against these demonic forces in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. And we just thank you. We pray for those, Lord, that are locked up, those that are in prison, those that seem to have no hope. We pray, Lord, that hope will be instilled this morning. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
In their life. We thank you, Lord, that you are moving. Hallelujah. We thank you that you are God. Hallelujah, that moves. Hallelujah, you are a God that heals and delivers. And we thank you, Lord, that you are pulling down, that you are allowing us to pull down these strongholds, Lord. Hallelujah, that keep people in bondage. We thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name. And we pray, Lord, that you will continue to use us as well as sending many others. Hallelujah. To their aid in the name of Jesus, so that they can know about you, so that they can know that they can have hope in you, Christ Jesus. We pray that you will continue to transform lives Hallelujah. That are these ones that are feeling stuck. They're feeling like there is no hope for them, or they're feeling like they have done too many bad things, that they can't come clean. But we know, Lord, hallelujah, through your blood, hallelujah, the blood that was shed on Calvary, hallelujah, will take care of everything, hallelujah. And we pray for them, Lord. We pray for our unsaved loved ones. We pray for
Lord.
Them that they will, hallelujah, that they will come to you in the pardoning of their sins, and that they will know you and relationship with you, God, and that they will also serve you. And we pray, Lord, for the unsaved all over the world, over our communities, all other countries, in the name of Jesus, because we all need you. Hallelujah. Even those that don't think they need you, they need you. So we pray, Lord, hallelujah, for a harvest of many, many souls in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That not one country will be left out. Hallelujah. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, we pray for revival. Hallelujah. Let it begin in us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because if you revive us, Lord, hallelujah, then we can be strengthened, hallelujah, and strong enough, hallelujah, that we could be that one, hallelujah, to revive others, hallelujah. And we just praise you. We thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing in the name of Jesus. I lift up families today, Lord, and I pray that there will be a mending in the relationship of families, hallelujah, that you will move, hallelujah, because it was your will, Lord, hallelujah, for the family to be unified. And so we pray, hallelujah, those that have families that broken relationships, and those that are not in touch with their families, those that don't want to be in touch with their families, we pray, Lord, that you will bind them together in love, that you will bring them, hallelujah, back together again, that you will
heal
their emotions are in the name of Jesus. We also lift up marriages. We pray for them,
Lord.
Hallelujah. The married couples. We pray, Lord, that you will move in their lives. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That you will allow them to, those that really don't know, they're just married for whatever they married for. We pray, Lord, that you will bring love into these marriages in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That through you, they will learn how to love one another and stay together in the name of Jesus. And we just praise you. We praise you for it, Lord. Hallelujah. We lift up those that are listening in this morning, whatever might be on their heart or whatever they may be dealing with, whatever the circumstances, whatever the problems are. We know that you are a problem solver. We know that you are healer and deliverer. Hallelujah. We know that you are a miracle worker. So we ask, Lord, that you move in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. Whatever their needs might be, Lord, we pray that they will be touched this morning. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, they will know and realize that their help comes from you. And we thank you for it. We thank you, God. We thank you. And we lift up Spirit Alive Ministries this morning. We ask, Lord,
bless
that you would continue to bless as you have been. In the name of Jesus, we lift up Apostle Shirlene Cook. We ask, Lord, that you will continue to strengthen her, that you will continue to use her mightily, hallelujah, with all that you have given her to do, in Jesus' name. And we lift up all the ministries. We lift up churches, hallelujah.
Yes,
we ask,
Lord,
that you will meet every need in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, that not one will be left out, hallelujah, of your blessings, of your help, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you for it. We praise you. We also lift up families that are grieving this morning over their loss.
Lord,
Lord, that you answer to their needs in the name of Jesus. Oh, in Jesus' name, we pray that they will be comforted. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, that they will be blessed, hallelujah, that they will even be brought to a closer relationship with you, God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you. We thank you and we praise you for what you're doing, hallelujah, and what you're going to continue to do. We thank you for every blessing that you bestow upon each of us. We thank you for it in Jesus' name. We thank you for your hand of protection being upon us. Wherever we are, hallelujah, we know that you are there. Hallelujah. There's no place that we can go where you won't be, because you said that you would always be with us. Hallelujah. That you would be with us, that you would never leave us nor forsake us. And we thank you. We thank you for that,
thank
you, hallelujah, for your mighty hand upon us. And we praise you on this day in Jesus' holy and righteous name. Amen.
Amen.
Glory, you,
you,
oh, you,
you,
oh.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah and glory to God. It is now time for this morning's message. Hallelujah. And saints of God, our text today is Acts, and we're looking at chapter 28, and we will be walking through verses 1 through 31. Yes, we are on our last stop of our transformational journey through the book of Acts. So today we're looking at Acts 28, and we will be walking through the verses 1 through 31. But before I begin, first and foremost, I want to give honor to my Father God, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to the mighty servant leaders of Spirit Alive, hallelujah, and to all of you God's elect. Thank you, Jesus. And to our special family, I want to say good morning to the deacon. I want to say good morning to the watchman on the wall, my spiritual aunt, Anita. And I want to say good morning to my sister, Kathy. I see she's in the house. God bless you all. We're so glad you're here this morning. Listen, Acts 28, and we're going to be looking at verses 1 through 31, and I'm just sitting up in here shouting and praising God because the Holy Spirit has been confirming and reconfirming this morning's message. Whether it was Mother Mitchell's reading to the prayer, everything has led up to fortifying this message. And this message is simply entitled, Living with Purpose on Purpose. But before I begin, let me have a word of prayer. Most gracious and heavenly Father, I come now to your throne of grace, just asking that I completely decrease so that you will increase, Lord. Because, Father God, you said if you be lifted up, you would draw all men unto yourself. Father God, use me. Use me, oh God, to disciple your people so that they might make disciples of others. Use me, Father God, so that someone might hear a word, hallelujah, that will encourage their hearts and uplift their spirits. Use me, Father God, to bless your people. And Lord, I pray that if someone doesn't know you in the pardon of their sin today, that they would definitely hear something that would cause them to stop and give their lives to you. I pray, Lord God, that this message will bless you and it will encourage your people. And I pray it in Jesus' holy and righteous name. Amen. Now, like I said, today I'm going to be sharing with you about living with purpose on purpose. You see, our lives are not to be lived haphazardly, but they are to be guided by the purposes of God. Now, how does that happen? Well, how can we be in alignment with God's purposes? Well, I believe this closing chapter of Acts leaves us with a sense that God is in control, and that he will guide our lives if we would just turn them over to him, if we would just submit to him, if we would just let go and let him have his way. So today I'd like to uncover a few thoughts that relate to God's purposes and how that affects our lives. Now, the first point I want to talk about is the fact that God's purposes cannot be stopped by death or disaster. Let's look at verses 1 through 6 where the word of God reads. Once safely on shore, we found out the island was called Malta. The islanders showed us unusual kindness. They built a fire and welcomed us all because it was raining and cold. Paul gathered a pile of brushwood, and as he put it on the fire, a viper, driven out by the heat, fastened itself on his hand. Now, when the islanders saw the snake hanging from his hand, they said to each other, "This man must be a murderer, for though he escaped from the sea, justice has not allowed him to live." But Paul shook the snake off into the fire and suffered no ill effects.
Yeah.
The people expected him to swell up or suddenly fall dead. But after waiting a long time and seeing nothing unusual happen to him, they changed their minds and said that he was a god. Now, saints, if you've been walking with us through the book of Acts, you know that Paul had faced the possibility of death a number of times in his life of ministry. But Paul didn't view death as the greatest enemy. In fact, we can read in Romans 8:38-39, where he writes, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Jesus Christ our Lord." Now, as we can see, Paul stared death in the face during a storm when the ship was being tossed around and it finally wrecked. However, God had spoken to him about the purposes he had for him. And Paul knew that somehow, he would survive. Now, after being bitten by a very poisonous snake, Paul was not overly alarmed. You see, he was standing on God's promise. He knew God's promise and God's purpose. He knew that he would get to Rome and he would not die from the snake bite.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Now, it would be a really good idea for us to stay in touch with God's purposes for our lives. You know, because what God plans for our lives, guess what? It all works out. Why? Because he's the best planner. He is very strategic. And we don't even need to know the details. All we need to do is just obey and stay in step with him. Hallelujah. And I need you to please hear me when I say that there is nothing, and I do mean absolutely nothing, that can stop God's plans and purposes from being fulfilled in our lives.
Amen.
So I want us to take hold of his word and his plan for our lives. And we need to start living life to its fullest. You see, our God is unstoppable. Hallelujah. And God's purposes produce good things. Like point number two, God's purposes bring life and healing to those in need. Saints of God, let's look at verses 7 through 10. Hallelujah. The word of God reads, "There was an estate nearby that belonged to Publius, the chief official of the island. He welcomed us to his home and for 3 days entertained us hospitably. His father was sick in bed, suffering from fever and dysentery. Paul went to see him and after prayer, placed his hands on him and healed him. When this happened, the rest of the sick on the island came and were cured. They honored us in many ways, and when we were ready to sail, they furnished us with the supplies we needed." Now, Paul has just been through a pretty rough time, but he is being carried along, thanks to God, on the steady current of God's purposes. You know, Paul could have looked at his situation in a negative way. He could have been thinking something like this: "You think you had a bad day? Well, first, I was falsely accused by the Jews, then put on a stupid ship that almost killed me when it wrecked. Then on top of all of that, when I'm going to do a good deed and gather firewood, a snake bites me that could have killed me. Oh, hallelujah. The glory of God. Hallelujah. Paul was standing on the word of God. Paul was standing on the promises of God. So I really don't think that's the way Paul told this story, because that wouldn't give God glory. Hallelujah. No, see, what I think Paul did was he sang praises of God to anyone that would listen. He'd be like, hey, did you hear? We almost died from a shipwreck, but God promised me that we would all be safe and would stick together. Every last one of us made it to shore, and we are safe and sound. Then a poisonous snake bit me, but God protected me and no harm came to me. Isn't God awesome? Isn't God amazing? Isn't God wonderful? Isn't God gracious and kind? Isn't God merciful? You see, instead of feeling sorry for himself and thinking that everything that happens is all about him, Paul looked around for the ministry opportunity that God had set up for him. The chief official's son was sick. So Paul prayed for him, and he was healed. Then the rest of the sick on the island came to Paul, and they were healed too. See, that is the kind of things that go along with the purposes of God.
Yes.
I think we call them miracle signs and wonders. Because you see, first and foremost, God wants to have a loving relationship with every human being on this planet. Yes, he does. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you something. His love and his grace brings many other benefits, including healing from sickness and disease. Luke says nothing about preaching to them or inviting them to become Christ followers. But by now, the readers of Acts should know that Paul would not pass up an opportunity to share Christ with others. You see, God is the giver of life and breath of all things. And his purposes include revealing himself to people who do not yet know him. Now, that may take place through healing, miracles, and blessings. God may also reveal himself as the one who will be with you when you are going through difficult times. And as Paul would say, I know, don't know everything, but this one thing I know, God can be trusted to give us what we need. Whether things seem good or bad, Paul wrote in Romans 8:21, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. Each of us each has been called by God according to his purpose. Each of us have been intentionally assigned some things that we need to do. Only if we will live according to his purpose. And when we live according to his purpose, then we know that all things, whether they are good or bad or ugly, will still work together for our good. Now, along those same lines, our next point talks about how God rewards those who live according to his purpose. Because God's purposes bring encouragement to those who follow him. I talked about this just last week. Let's look at Acts 11-15. The word of God says, after 3 months we put out to sea in a ship that had wintered in the island. It was an Alexandrian ship with the figurehead of the twin gods Castor and Pollux. We put it in at Syracuse and stayed there 3 days. From there, we set sail to arrive at Regium, and the next day, the south wind came up, and on the following day, we reached Puteoli. There, we found some brothers who invited us to spend a week with them, and so we came to Rome. The brothers there had heard that we were coming, and they traveled as far as from Forum of Appius and the three taverns to meet us. At the sight of these men, Paul thanked God and was encouraged. Now, saints, it's easy to miss something very special that happened in these verses. You see, Paul had previously written to the Roman believers trying to promote peace among the church in Rome. Jews, of course, had started the church in Rome probably right after the day of Pentecost when Peter stood up and preached to the crowd. Jews had traveled from Rome to be in Jerusalem for the Feast of Pentecost, and some of them received Christ and took him back to Rome with him. However, sometime in the 40s, Emperor Claudius expelled all the Jews from Rome. When Claudius died in 54 AD, Jewish followers of Christ returned to a church that was not very Jewish anymore. The Jewish and the Gentile believers had a lot to work out, and Paul encouraged them to make it work in his letter to the Romans. So here is the setting of our verses. Many of the believers from Rome traveled about 40 miles or so from the city of Rome to give Paul a hero's welcome. They traveled with him and gave him something like a triumphal escort, in the words of a Bible scholar. Now, this must have been very rewarding for Paul. While he wanted no glory for himself, he was still human enough to appreciate the love and the honor that these believers showed him as he neared the city. You see, Saint, God knows what it takes to encourage us along the way. As we are being led by the Holy Spirit according to God's purposes, it sure is nice to have other believers who come around us and affirm us and encourage us. I love telling my brothers and sisters, hallelujah, I like the way God manifests himself through you. Hallelujah, I love the way you intercede on the behalf of others. Thank you, Jesus, and glory to God. I love the way you stand up and you let the men know that they should be men. I thank God for that. Hallelujah, because as I encourage them, they encourage me. But because we know that God is the source of this kind of reward. It is worth more than any amount of money or material blessings. Verse 15 says that when Paul saw these believers coming to meet him, what did he do? He thanked God. And why did he thank God? Because God had sent these people to encourage him, saints of God, and he was truly encouraged. Hallelujah. Everybody needs to be encouraged. Everybody needs to be celebrated. Now, our next text point is about ministry opportunities. Because if you belong to God, you've been purposed to do something. And God will bring those opportunities our way if we watch out for them. Now, rather than read the next 13 verses, I'm just going to talk to you about it. Because I want you to know that God's purposes always bring about ministry opportunities. So let me tell you what happened. See, what happened was, Paul called several of the Jews together, and in verse 23 says, from morning till evening, he explained and declared to them the kingdom of God and tried to convince them about Jesus from the law of Moses and from the prophets. You see, God put it in Paul's heart to use his influence to pull these Jews together. Again, he could have been passive while he was under guard. However, he saw his situation as an opportunity to share the good news about Jesus with more of his Jewish brothers. Some believed, but several didn't. But you see, that wasn't Paul's concern. Paul's concern was to make the most of the opportunity that God had given him. Paul's concern was to be obedient to the Most High God. Paul's concern was to just, hallelujah, declare the good news. See, we talk a lot about stewardship in relation to money. and sometimes time. But I declare and decree today, we need to think about being good stewards with the ministry opportunities that God sends our way. You know why? Because sometimes we don't get another chance to share love with the people that he leads us to. We need to be aware of the open doors that God sets before us, and we need to walk through them when he is leading the way, saints. And finally, God's purposes are as wide as they are deep. You know why? Because his purposes include everyone. You hear me? And I do mean everyone. Let's look at verse 31. For 2 whole years, Paul stayed there in his own rigid house and welcomed all who came to see him. Boldly and without hindrance, he preached the kingdom of God and taught about the Lord Jesus Christ. See, and the reason, saints of God, that Paul welcomed all who came to see him is because he knew that's what Jesus would do. We all running around talking about, what would Jesus do? Well, hey, let me tell you something. There comes a time when we need to stop asking what Jesus would do and just do what Jesus did.
Yeah.
You see, God wants everyone to know him and experience his gift of life. He doesn't want anyone to miss out on the blessings of his love. However, as we always say, God is a gentleman, and he will not force anyone to love him. He just invites us into a relationship with him through his son, Jesus. God's purpose is seen in 2 Peter 3:9. He is patient with you, not wanting anyone to perish, but everyone to come to repentance. You see, Jesus invited people to come to him and find the rest and peace they were looking for. Matthew 11:28 says, come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. John 6:37 says, all that the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will never cast out. I came to tell somebody this morning and to remind somebody this morning that your life has purpose. You should be living with purpose, on purpose. Why? Because you were created for a reason, and that was to know God and to make God known to others. God has a blueprint for your life if you would only come to him. Hallelujah. And I'm here to tell you right now that God will not run you off or forget about you or abandon you. Instead, God promises to be with you and to lead you in the right path. You will never be fulfilled until you come to God and begin to follow his plan and his purpose for your life. You see, God wants us to live with purpose, on purpose. He doesn't just want us to get by or pass the time away. Our lives were not designed to be lived haphazardly and all willy-nilly and based on whims and fads. Our very existence is based upon the purposes of God. God's purposes cannot be stopped, y'all, by death or disaster. Why? Because our God is unstoppable. God's purposes bring life and they bring healing to those in need. But how will those in need be healed if we don't carry the word? God's purpose is to bring encouragement to those who follow him. Won't nobody be encouraged following us? They will only be encouraged by following Jesus. Do you hear me? Hallelujah.
Amen.
See, folks, we need to remember God wants his purposes include everybody. We are blessed so that we can be a blessing to others. And we need not be afraid because we serve an unstoppable God. Hallelujah. I thank you today, Father God, that you have blessed me. And all I want to do is bless others. I know that you're unstoppable. I know that everything that you tell me to do will be fulfilled. Hallelujah. Because I don't move unless you tell me to move, Father God. Hallelujah. And not only are you unstoppable, you're intentional. Hallelujah. You give me a blueprint, Father, every time. And if I get discouraged or if I get a little off track, your word is always there to get me back on track. Your Holy Spirit is always there to point the way. So here today, God, I'm so thankful. I praise your holy name that you're using me, not for my agenda, Lord God, but for your glory. Thank you, God, for using me. Hallelujah. Not to bring attention to myself, but for your purpose and glory. Father God, I just want to thank you. Thank you for helping me to live a life with purpose, on purpose. Lord, I understand your purpose for my life, and I receive it, and I'm ready to run on, not to see what the end is going to be. I know what the end is going to be.
Yeah. He's already
so I'm asking my brothers and sisters today, are you living a life with purpose, on purpose? What I'm asking you is, do you know why you exist? And are you fulfilling that purpose? Or are you just living your life just random, hit and miss? Or are you merely existing? I came to tell somebody today, Jesus invites you to follow him. And he will help you to live with purpose, on purpose. Huh? Because he wants you to be a part of that internal purpose that he has in his heart for you. He wants you to be able to come into eternal fellowship with him. So I beseech everybody to take some time and talk to God. Talk to the Lord today about what his purposes are for you. How are you going to redeem your time? How can you bless God and bring God glory right now? And I'm here to tell you, thanks to God, it doesn't take all this elaborate planning. It doesn't take all this, calling up everybody and running it past everybody. If God tells you to move, you move. And you don't worry about whether or not what you say is received. Just be obedient to God. Hallelujah. Because all you were supposed to do is plant seed. Somebody else gonna water it. So just know that it's not personal. It is not about you. It is about living with purpose, on purpose, for our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. And to God be the glory. I pray that the message bless you today. I pray that you enjoyed our walk through the book of Acts. I want to thank you all for your attention. I want to thank you all for your encouragement and your reinforcement, family, the whole family. Hallelujah. Joined in this message today. We all ministered. Hallelujah. Individually, but it came together collectively in one beautiful tapestry. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I love it when people move as one organism. I praise you, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, at this time, I'm going to ask our prophetic intercessor, hallelujah, Pastor Vanessa Carver to come forth, and I would like for her to just seal this message with the word of prayer, hallelujah. We know that God's word does exactly what it's set out to do, and I know that's all I brought today, hallelujah. So, Pastor Vanessa, Beloved, please come forth. And then after that, we're going to hear, we're going to have, give you an opportunity to give your life to Christ. I'm going to have Apostle Zeta come back. And then we will hear from the mighty man of God, Bishop Lester Carver. So Pastor Vanessa, please come on in the room, beloved.
Thank you. Thank you, Apostle Cook. I thank you, Lord, today for this message, the blessing that the message carried, the intent that it carried. I thank you for the vessel that carried it as well. I thank you, Father God, today that it shall bring forth much fruit and the power and the might in which it was delivered. Lord, help us to believe, to get beyond our own understanding and be able to really understand the purposes in our lives based on what your word is saying. And if anyone, Lord, today is dealing with any entanglements or dealing with confusion or anything that's in their way, even as it pertains to spiritual warfare, I just pray and thank you, Lord, today that you fight our battles. There is somebody here listening that just needs to stand still and believe God and trust God right now. I think that there's conflict that God can only fight, and I thank you, Lord, today as it pertains to our identity and purpose in you, that it's all wrapped up in that. And I thank you, Lord, today that we learn to be still and trust you, learn to be still and stand, learn to be still and have peace and focus. And I thank you, Lord, today for this word and the way in which it was delivered like an arrow to a target for somebody who has an ear to hear. That the rest of this week today, that it will be fruitful for them as you begin to speak. And I thank you, Lord, today as you spoke to Apostle Cook, you speak more than once. You speak more than once to us, and a lot of times when the word comes forth, Lord, it's confirmation. So I just thank you, Lord, today who are just looking for your word to be affirmed in their lives, Lord, based on what we heard today. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen, amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor Vanessa. Hallelujah. This is one of them, sisters I just love to hear pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. At this time, we're going to ask Apostle Zeta, hallelujah, the founder and the senior pastor of All Nations Christian Fellowship in Oakland, California, hallelujah, to come forth. And she is going to give you an invitation, not for you to join Spirit Alive, not for you to join All Nations, but she's about to give you an opportunity to enter into a loving relationship with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So at this time, Apostle Zeta, ma'am, would you please come on back in, hallelujah, and extend the invitation. Amen. Apostle Zeta, glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. She must be having technical difficulty. Hallelujah, but God is still good. We're going to keep it moving. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Well, God always has a ram in the bush. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Sister Kathy, come on in here, my sister, and extend this invitation. Hallelujah.
God bless you. God bless you. Allow me. Please to say this, please. You bless me this day. The word bless me this day. You on point.
Yes.
You bless me, darling. Nothing shall be impossible for you to do if you're walking the purpose of God. Glory to God. Because remember, God is in control. If we just keep praising him, we're going to be all right. Because nothing will be impossible for us because we are the children of God. That was beautiful. Let me reiterate what you said already that blessed me. Paul was going through. He had been in the court, put on the ship, shipwrecked, got on an island. So that lets me know there was no place to live. He had to go get fire for the firewood, then get bit by a snake. And then they thought, okay, we're waiting for this boy to die. You're talking about a bad day. You put that quite well, okay? But we belong to God. We are children of God.
Yeah.
Death can't touch us till it's time for us because we are God's children. Beautiful. Beautiful, sister. Beautiful. I hope you all heard
God
it. We have a purpose, and don't take it lightly because we are his children. Just obey him. Those of you who've heard this message, That's just not for us to save, it's for you too. When Jesus died, he died for you too. You're listening to this broadcast. This is not by coincidence. You were listening to this broadcast because God has a purpose for your life. And if you just stop and believe and accept it, nothing shall be impossible for you to do because you are a child of God. And if you walk according to his will, nothing. Because, see, you'll have a source. See, Paul had a source. He knew who his source was, and his source was God. Amen? That was his source. So if you can just believe and receive Jesus, you have a source for what? For everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. He's got, you see, he stopped death. A viper. There was no medication. There was no nothing for him. That was a viper. That was a snake, a poisonous snake. So whatever kind of snake, person, or anything, or anything that's ungodly, that's like Satan, God has a purpose for you. And you don't have to. You don't have to go that way. So I just want you to repeat after me. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for this moment. Thank you for allowing me to hear your word. Now I ask you to be Lord of my life.
Yes.
That you use me according to your will and for your purpose, that I may glorify you in the name of Jesus. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for saving me, because I believe.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name, amen. That's all it takes. God bless your family. Those who said that prayer, walk according to God's purpose and keep reading and studying his word and listening to the broadcast. Be blessed, saints.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Love you, my beautiful sister. Yes. Thank you so much for always standing in and being on the ready. Thank you. Hallelujah. Most gracious and heavenly Father, we thank you right now, hallelujah, for all the souls that just came to you. Lord God, we thank you for all of those who have been struggling, but they returned home to their first love. Father God, we thank you because we know that your word does exactly what it sets out to do. So Lord God, we pray that all the new converts and all of those who are returning home will truly, Lord, find a body of believers that love you and live according to your holy word, not according to agenda, not according to popularity, but according to your holy word, so that they might be discipled, so they can make disciples, oh God. That's the purpose of us all, to get to know you so we can tell others about you. Lord, we pray that they get, they study to show themselves approved. Like Sister Kathy said, oh God, we pray in the name of Jesus that they would look up to people that look up to you, oh God, that walk after your way, oh God, that only want people to be saved, sanctified, and Holy Ghost filled, so that they might encourage others, so that they might uplift others, so that they might carry out the purposes of your kingdom right here, right now. And they will be an example of your living, your of your love, Father God. They'll be a living example of your love. So, Father God, I just praise you for every soul that was won. I praise you for everyone that was encouraged. I praise you, Lord God, for everyone that is here to help minister your gospel this morning. I just praise you for it all. And in Jesus' holy and righteous name, amen. And now, thanks to God, we will hear from our man of God, Bishop Lester Carver, because Bishop Carver is a man that tells men how to be men of God. And we are so grateful that we have him to do that, because like I said, women can tell men what the word of God says about being godly men, but only a real man of God can teach other men how to be men of God. So at this time, please give your undivided attention to Bishop Lester Carver. Amen. And to God be the glory.
Amen.
Officer, the word for the men today is to receive the peace that passes understanding. And the reason we need to be prepared to receive peace is because it's the only way to gain understanding. And this is important for us to begin to understand, because as men, God expects us to be men of knowledge, meaning we have studied God's word and we know what God is asking us to do. And then he's also asking us to be men of wisdom, which is knowing how to use the knowledge that he gives us in his word. So not only do we study so that we can know, but we study so that we can know, so that we can do. And as we do, we believe, we become more confident because we see signs, miracles, and wonders coming forth from God doing what he promised he would do in his word. But over time, the more that we apply that knowledge, the more that we walk in wisdom by doing what we know in the word, over time we gain understanding. We begin to understand why God is asking us to do what he's asking us to do. And that's why I want to go to this one verse, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7, where it says, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. See, as you gain wisdom by applying the knowledge that you learn in the word of God of what God is asking you to do, and then you obey him and you do it, the more that you do it, the more you begin to understand God's purpose. And when you are in the midst of a test, in the midst of a trial, it is you staying at peace, knowing that God is going to make a way of escape. And when you see him make that way of escape, you're going to begin to understand the ways of God, how God is getting glory out of your confidence in him. So that is the word for the men today, Apostle Cook.
Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay, that was a wonderful word, I must say. Hallelujah. Saints of God, we have had, I know I have had a wonderful time here today, and we truly pray that you have heard something that has blessed you, something that has encouraged you, something that you can hold on to, because I'm here to tell you, you can always hold on to the promises of God. And when you are walking in his purpose for your life, you will have that peace that surpasses all understanding. When you are walking in God's purposes for your life, you will experience unspeakable joy because there is nothing as fulfilling, nothing as there is no high greater than knowing that you are exactly where you are supposed to be in the will of God. Why? Because you're allowing God to do the leading. You're allowing God to do the appointing. You're allowing God to send whom he may to you. All we need to do is be ready, willing, and able to be obedient. Because we need to reach this world for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So,
amen.
I praise God for everybody that was here today. I want to thank Minister Tina Brown, Mother Shirley Snyder Mitchell, our Bishop, Bishop Lester Carver, our beloved pastor, Pastor Vanessa Carver. Hallelujah. I want to thank our watchman on the wall, my spiritual Aunt Nita. I want to thank Apostle Zeta Flowers. I want to thank my sister Kathy Horton for being here today and standing in the gap. Hallelujah. And I want to thank my Deacon William Isbell. I want to thank all of you. Hallelujah. For just being in the midst, just being in the service, because your spirit, hallelujah, just helps to set the atmosphere. So with there being nothing else, now may the grace of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide in you greatly. I pray, my brothers and sisters, we pray that you continue to have a beautiful and blessed week. Please remember to acknowledge Christ in all that you do. Pray for one another. Pray for us as we pray for you. And from our household to faith, of faith to your household, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. My brothers and sisters, you are dismissed. Everyone that is in the sanctuary, your mics are unmuted. So I just want to praise God for you.
Everybody have a beautiful and blessed week. I love you, Uncle Bill. I love everybody that's up in here. God bless you. Love you, love you, Miss Christina. Love you.
Thank you so very much.
Love you.
Bless all of you.
Love you.
You're good.
Be blessed in the Lord.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Yes. Thank you. I love you.
Love you all.